Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
I can't believe that was on the radio.
Wow.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
On this Halloween morning, 8:12 on Wisconsin's Morning News, I've reluctantly capitulated to Eric's demand that we dress up.
I'm so proud of you, so proud and happy of the man you are becoming wearing your costume today.
This is almost worse, because you either go all in or you don't, right? And I said, fine, I'll wear a hat.
That's a fun hat, though.
So if you're watching along on our YouTube stream, you text WATCH to 855-616-1620, or click the Watch Now button on our digital app, as well as WTMJ.com. You can see Tausch was the Incredible Hulk this morning.
Mm, that's right.
Eric claims he's a cowboy.
What? Claims? Well, how am I not a cowboy?
No boots, no belt buckle, just a hat.
No mustache, no horse.
No horse.
Say it. I didn't bring the horse in.
That got me down. Where's your horse?
Next time.
So later today, the Halloween radio show will debut.
Yes, debut on the airwaves. We have already dropped this year's Halloween radio show in the old podcast. You can just text the word show to 855-616-1620. We'll send you the link. That also includes this year's Halloween playlist from Greg Pancake Hill, as he always does. He puts together a little playlist for our holidays, so we have that in there as well for all of your Halloween parties. It also includes links to our past shows. So our past Halloween shows links are also on that page. So you can find the original from 2 years ago. You can hear last year's. You can even hear the one that started it all, the one that gave us this inspiration. There's a link to that one, too, the old one you heard back in the Jonathan Green days.
And I mentioned as well, number of communities, Racine, Kenosha, Waukesha, some of our bigger cities even still have Sheboygan, I think. Menominee Falls among those that still have trick-or-treating tonight, various hours. Most folks sometime between 4 and 8 p.m. tonight. If you got little ones, though, you're going to need to tie a rock to them. Wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Yep. It will be windy and cold tonight. So coats over capes for the trick-or-treaters. 8:40? 8:40. What final thing on this for this half hour?
Solomon Shovel will debut on the air at 8:40.
What to make of the folks who have already texted in wanting to listen to the show right now, and yet have not returned any commentary at all.
Our little surprise. I haven't gotten a lot.
Not even like it sucked. Usually, just like I would take
that. Usually there's a smattering
just
of
no reaction. So stick around. 8:40 is going to be interesting. Got to get to this. Glad yesterday I mentioned Veterans Park.
Yeah, you're right.
That was my idea.
You were right.
It was my idea. Big stage going up at Veterans Park. All signs point to that being the location for Vice President Kamala Harris and her planned rally Friday night in Milwaukee. Musical guests reported to be Flo Milli, Glorilla, and the Isley Brothers. So fitting right in together. But you posed the question yesterday. We knew former President Trump was going to be having a rally at Fiserv Forum. You said, where is there a venue to match possibly putting 18,000 to 20,000 people in there? We guessed maybe outside would be your only bet.
Otherwise, AmFam.
Right. So I thought maybe Veterans Park would be possible. But then I almost backtracked off that. Like, yeah, but you have to set up a stage and whatever. Well, sure, overnight.
Here we are. Yep.
Folks are working on that, and that stage is going up at Veterans Park,
so I believe that's
where the rally will be.
So it's going to play out where Trump is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv, and Harris is going to start the evening in Appleton, in Outagamie County.
She's got a 6 p.m. event in Appleton.
So then later, they said maybe around 9-ish, she was going to host this situation at Veterans Park. So it's going to be very busy in downtown Milwaukee tomorrow night.
We had dueling rallies in Wisconsin on Wednesday, but in different spots. So where do you want to start? You want to start Green Bay?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do Trump in Green Bay. In Green Bay Wednesday, that visit was all about garbage. It was like the theme for the whole visit. Former president capitalizing on this comment earlier in the week from President Biden.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of seen as unconscionable.
Okay, so that was in response to the comedian at the Trump rally in New York who called Puerto Rico a floating pile of garbage or a floating island of garbage. So garbage, back and forth. Biden White House trying to walk it back, saying, well, the president wasn't talking about all of the Trump supporters. He just meant like some of these specific people who've been at the rallies. Without regard for any of that, Trump is using it. Arrived at the airport in Green Bay and hopped in a garbage truck that had been painted up with Trump regalia.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
So then he moves over to the Resch Center in Green Bay. It's packed. They did the wave in there. And Trump comes out wearing an orange vest like you'd see a sanitation worker wear. And he didn't take it off. Like, that was his thing for the whole rally. NFL Hall of Famer Brett Favre on stage.
I want to address the comment that Joe Biden made yesterday, or last night, that said the supporters of Donald Trump, us, are garbage. Are garbage. I can assure you, we're not garbage.
Not sure you'd use that as your campaign slogan.
We're not garbage.
Right, but, hey, we're not garbage. But that you see what they were doing
right there,
with that rally. Not the only Packer there, actually. The mayor of Door County, as he's sometimes referred to, out for the season due to injury.
You may know the name, Quadzilla, the quad father, A.J. Dillon. I got to meet him backstage.
You know, Trump loves a good nickname, so he was shouting them all out. A.J. Dillon, yes, and Trump was very impressed with him.
I met A.J. backstage. I said, this guy is a seriously good-looking athlete. We're going to watch you get better soon. You're going to be in good shape, I think. I hear great.
Trump moves to the Southwest today, as does VP Harris. It looks like both are going to be in Arizona. Both are going to be in Nevada at some point today. And then, of course, back here to Wisconsin tomorrow.
Vice President Harris in Madison on Wednesday asked about the president's comments, the garbage thing.
What did you think when you heard President Biden make those comments?
Well, first of all, I think that the president has explained what he meant. But I've said it earlier, I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for.
So that was the comment on the garbage thing. You can tell that we're getting close, that we need this over. We are jumping the shark when it comes to...
We're debating garbage, who said garbage, what someone meant by garbage.
So she talked to ABC's Mary Bruce. That was actually in Raleigh. But then at the UW campus there...
Folks are exhausted and want it to stop, the pointing fingers. It is time that we start locking arms together as a people who rise and fall together.
And that was the VP there at the Alliant Center, I should say, not on the campus there, speaking, talking about timing to move on. She also hit times in Pennsylvania, bringing up women's decisions about pregnancy.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree. The government shouldn't be telling people what to do. Not the government. Not the government.
So the one question I do have about tomorrow night, if that's at 9 o'clock, do you put up a bunch of lights as well to show the crowd?
I mean, have
to. If you bring in those people, it's not worth it if you don't have the field shown, right? If
that's
you can't
not
see
hard
the
you,
supporters.
To light that up, right? Yep. If you can put up a stage overnight, you can bring in
up a bunch
lighting
of those
and stuff like that.
Interesting.
But that's a good point, because at this point, too, you want to show there's energy behind your campaign.
And does the former president get in a chopper or something and then buzz the tower there and fly over that group after his speech?
So wait, he's what time?
He's at 7 at Fiserv.
So theoretically could be done by the time she takes the stage here. Can you see a Trump Force One flyover?
Can't happen. I mean... they would not allow it.
Right, yeah. That's right. I answered my own question.
Security,
you know what's crossed his mind?
Security would not allow
it. Let's fly by the rally. We're going to fly by Kamala. They're going to love it.
That would be theater. It would be theater.
8:21 on Wisconsin's Morning News. A little bit of news in this segment, a little bit of humor. Features, politics, sausage, a Wisconsin company, and Kevin from The Office.
I kind of know what it's like to be in commercials. My nickname in high school used to be Kool-Aid Man.
Dateline, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Yes, if you know the show, that is the home of the Dunder Mifflin branch that was featured on the show The Office, right? Scranton, PA. So I'll tell you what that has to do with anything in a moment. First to politics and then the sausage. You already knew Pennsylvania, much like our state, battleground state, right? There are only about five states, right, that we're talking about across the country. I think the rest of the country's got to get sick of hearing about Wisconsin. And what do they care about us? Right? But it's the battleground state,
yeah,
right?
You're right.
Same deal with Pennsylvania. So you already knew that. But did you know the media market for Scranton-Wilkes-Barre has seen and heard more than $81 million in political ads this election season? You think you're wore out here. Think about this. That's more than what we're getting, more than the ad buy here in Milwaukee. And their entire metro area, ours is a couple million people, their entire metro area is about the size of the city in terms of population. So 500,000-600,000 in there, okay? According to market research, campaign spending is at nearly $156 per voting age adult.
Wow.
So they are getting wore out.
Come on.
So what's this got to do with sausage? Some smart marketing here by one of our own, Johnsonville. Global headquarters right here, Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin. They've been running this Keep It Juicy campaign, which I have warmed up to. I think it's actually pretty funny. And I don't know if all of the ads, but some of them are narrated by Vince Vaughn. So he's involved, okay, yeah, and he carries sort of through this narrative. The whole thing is they play on political themes.
Are we saying sausage is the key to forming a more perfect union? Yeah. Can't hurt. And may we suggest a little more town, less hall?
What's that?
Fresh air, sunshine. Fire up a little barbecue in a. We the people need to keep it juicy.
Damn, boogie, woogie, damn, slam, more town, less hall. You get the idea. You know, like, let's come together. Nice. Let's grill out, you know, mm-hmm, let's hang out. So Johnsonville sets up this event outside the courthouse in Lackawanna County in Scranton. And they had actor Brian Baumgartner grilling Johnsonville brats and handing them out. And he seemed to be having a really good time. On top of it, well, Greg Pancake Hill, producer of the program, is running the slideshow. Contact I have at Johnsonville sent me some of the pics. And so if you're watching on the YouTube channel, you see it. But some of the slogans on the T-shirts read, "Thanks, sausage, it's almost over. Sausage stands with Scranton." And my favorite was, "I survived $81 million in political ads and all I got was this sausage." Look like they had a lot of people out there.
It's amazing.
I like it. Good idea, right?
Why not?
Find a way to get in there. Find a way to hit that market. I think what's interesting about brats, like, it was not 10 years ago that nobody knew what a brat was outside of us, right? Regionally. And, you know, Johnsonville is among those who are trying to reach out and make this a national product. So
all you got to do is try it once, right?
Right. And we'll have them.
Yeah.
So they are expanding all over the world. And this was their market outreach there in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. So quick segment there. Did I deliver on the promise? A little bit funny?
I appreciate it. We need more of that in our political world. More of this type of thing.
And more of this.
Nope. It's not Ashton Kutcher. It's Kevin Malone. Equally handsome, equally smart.
On Wisconsin's Morning News, just minutes away from the on-air debut of Solomon's Shovel.
Celebration has turned to violence and into looting in Los Angeles. ABC's Chris Christie, who is in the helicopter there in L.A., says there's been a number of getaway vehicles waiting for merchandise to walk out, and they stuff the trunks. They've been looting, so there's even cars rolling up there and celebrating, and then they grab some stuff, throw it in a car that's waiting, and then they get out of Dodge.
We won the World Series. Yeah. Let's steal stuff.
Let's take advantage of that. No word on any arrests yet from that. So it did happen. Yes, the Dodgers did win the World Series, and it happened at a time when you didn't think they were going to win. They were down 5-0. They came back.
A swarm of Dodgers on the right side of the infield. Grown men but children again. Living out their dream.
Yeah, that's how it sounded.
Okay.
On the Dodgers radio network, the Dodgers again down 5-0 at one point.
This whole thing started when all of these guys in the Dodger Blues were kids in the backyard and dreaming
about.
All
right. Yeah.
So, I didn't know. I told you. I was watching the game early and the Yankees were up big. I think I went to bed when they were up 5-0.
Thought it was over, right?
And then on top of that, I didn't know they kind of threw up on themselves. Like, I thought just L.A. rallied back, but they had a number of errors.
Yeah,
and
some
just
misplays.
And the path is kind of wiggled this way, it's wiggled that way, and the Dodgers never gave up on themselves.
All right, yeah. Freddie Freeman is your MVP. 4 home runs, 12 RBIs, 5 runs scored.
They had to come from behind a 5-0
So, yes, they are celebrating in La La Land.
Never forget this moment. Where you are, who you're with, in the joy you feel,
okay,
as the Dodgers,
I'm done with this guy. Can we be done?
World
is that ever
going to
be?
A-
I don't want to horn him out.
I don't want to hear any more of that. Thanks.
I have to take you behind the scenes here to an extraordinary thing that just happened. All the hype, all the stuff. For weeks, Eric's been talking about the Halloween special that is about to premiere on the airwaves. He looks back at Greg and he's like, is it in the system? Like, you clowns didn't work this out beforehand.
Do we have it?
Do we have that? Is it done somewhere? My goodness.
Kudos, by the way, to Greg Pancake Hill for producing this radio show.
Well, let's hear it first. Before we start handing out kudos.
Okay, it's the third annual. You've been waiting for this, Vince. You've been counting down the minutes. Vince has not heard this yet, by the way.
No, I haven't either.
Wanted to hear it in real time, Deb, right?
So here we go. Here is the world premiere of Solomon's Shovel. So that's when I told the guy, look, that's fine. Just make sure the dog doesn't know.
What even is that supposed to mean? We're here anyway. We're here.
Here as in the basement of the old soon-to-be-vacant Milwaukee Public Museum?
Well, adjacent to the basement. Anyway, streets of old Milwaukee. Maybe the last time we're going to have an opportunity to see them, Eric, before, you know, the museum moves to its new location.
Ooh, check this out. Look at the skull I found in the other room. Oh, well, hello there, Jordan Love. Do you need some new shoes?
Ah, yes, Mr. Hill.
Would you put that down?
Oh, relax. It's fine.
Be careful with that. Plus, this was a huge favor from Ellen Sensky. The museum CEO gave us permission to, you know, view some of these original pieces from the museum before they get boxed up. Some of them are going to get moved. Some of them, this is the last time we're ever going to see them. Check this out. This is what we came for. See, I've been trying to find the Byron Kilbourne original maps, you know, these maps that he used when he was scouting canals that he hoped one day would connect Milwaukee to the Mississippi River. So cool. The museum said if we could find it, we can use it as part of our reporting.
Hey, do you think Solomon's Shovel is around here? It's got to be buried in one of these boxes, right?
What are you talking, Solomon's Shovel? Like Solomon Juno? Like first mayor of Milwaukee?
OMG, Vince. Not just any shovel, it's Juno's original shovel, the one he used for the ceremonial groundbreaking in the original museum back in the 1800s. He loved the idea of the museum, and he vowed to terrorize the city if anyone ever threatened its existence. Anyway, hey, look at this, a crossbow.
Hey, careful with that. Plus, what are you even talking about? I know a lot about Milwaukee history. I never heard this Juno shovel story. Plus, why would he want to destroy the city?
Well, legend has it, Juno's ghost still roams these old museum catacombs, looking for the shovel. And with the museum now relocating, since he vowed he'd be upset about it, there's legitimate fear now that he'll destroy or terrorize the city in revenge.
That is ridiculous on multiple levels. First of all, catacombs. Like, we don't even have catacombs. Plus, who'd Juno even be angry with?
I don't know. I heard he had beef with Kilbourne or maybe Abley or something.
Okay, give me a break. Where's Debbie anyway? I thought she was supposed to meet us down here.
Well, howdy do.
Ah, Debbie, yes, finally. What is this supposed to be?
Oh, this? It's just some skull piece I found upstairs.
Yes, Mr. County Executive, it's a beautiful day for a swim.
Is that the T-Rex skull from upstairs? Put that down. It's like, first of all, heavy, secondly, valuable. Like, can we please focus? Ooh, check this out. Ooh, that's a lot of dust. Doesn't look like this box has been open in a century. It's in here anyway. Kind of looks like an old yard tool.
It's Solomon's shovel!
Did the lights just flicker? Come on, guys.
I didn't do anything.
It wasn't me.
Somebody else decided to tag along with us today? I thought I told you guys. Mercure and Fellow, not invited. Wisconsin's morning news only.
Everybody okay in here?
Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky. Is that you?
Someone tripped a silent alarm. Was that you guys?
Nope, but look what Vince found.
Is that Solomon's shovel? Wow, I thought that shovel was just a myth.
Wait, Chief, you've actually heard of this shovel thing? Why am I the only person who's never heard the shovel story?
Well, of course. Legend has it, the ghost of Mayor Juno wants to use the shovel to return from the afterlife.
Yes, I told you. He's going to use it as a conduit to return to the living. And now that the museum's being relocated, he's going to wreak havoc.
Well, I heard he needs souls in order to get back from the afterlife. If he gets the shovel and souls, that's the only way he can get out of the afterlife.
All right, my head hurts from you clowns. Thank you. As someone who adores Milwaukee and its history, I, more than anyone, would love to get some FaceTime with Solomon Juno. Hell, I'd even give him that silly shovel.
Whoa!
Now what?
You're not going anywhere.
All right, who next is making a cameo in this episode? Tausch?
Oh, it is moi.
Mayor Solomon Juno.
This is impossible, right? This is impossible. It's not really happening.
Who has my shovel?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Maybe it is. Is it you, Mr. Mayor? Mayor Juno? It is an honor to meet you. I have dreamt of this moment. Actually, I kind of actually have. Always thought, of course, it would be me traveling back to the 1800s in like a DeLorean or something, like getting stuck in the past. Anyway, glad you're here. I always told myself if it actually happened and I found myself face to face with you, I would ask you about, you know, like so many different things about the history of Milwaukee.
Where is my shovel?
I'm sorry?
He wants my shovel. He's been looking all over for it.
I mean, we can figure something out. You guys, should we give him the shovel?
No way! Run!
You know, guys, maybe if we just talk to the ghost, we'll find a solution.
No time, Lipsky! Run!
Would you guys please calm down? Mr. Mayor, I apologize on behalf of my friends here. This, I believe, belongs to you. Enjoy your shovel. Anyway, so as I was saying, I was so glad to meet you. I always wanted to ask, you know, about that bridge thing. Is that for real? Like, you and Byron Kilburn, you were legit beefing? And like, oh, by the way, I heard Kilburn was actually kind of handsome. Heard he was a bit of a ladies' man.
Oh, you fool! The shovel is mine!
How could you? What happened? Where is everybody? E? Debbie? Chief Lipsky? Mr. Mayor? I can't find anybody. I don't know what to do. Call 911? Busy? All right. I will call who I would first think of in an emergency. Producer Greg Pancake Hill. What in the... What is happening? Hello? Eric, this better not be some kind of joke. I'm telling you, the museum is going to be pissed. Plus, if we don't get out of here, like, I'm supposed to golf later? Who's there? Who's there? Stay away from me! Stay away from me!
Okay, so I think we're all set here.
Chief, you're okay. Thank goodness. You know what happened?
You tripped a silent alarm, but it looks like we're good to go now.
Good now? Really? Where's Eric? Where's Debbie?
Who?
Eric, Debbie, our friends from Wisconsin's Morning News.
Oh, never heard of them. They must be wax figures for the new Streets of Old Milwaukee exhibit. You'd think WTMJ would have gone with somebody hip and trendy like Jonathan Green.
I'm sensing something here is not right. Chief, I need your help.
Vince, I'd love to help you, but I gotta go. The mayor is terrorizing the city today.
Mayor Johnson? What's he gone nuts?
No. Mayor Juno, of course. Here, listen to the WTMJ stream on my phone. Your station is reporting on it now.
In local news, Mayor Juno is responding to residents' complaints about degrading infrastructure and has announced plans to, quote, go full-on Godzilla mode and tear down this entire city. The Department of Public Works has been ordered to demolish all buildings within the city of Milwaukee, except for, notably, the Public Museum.
Oh, no! The legend is true!
I can't believe that was on the radio!
Wow.
This has been a production of Solomon's Shovel.
Wow.
My thanks to Greg Hill for producing the piece. Thanks to Vince, Eric, Debbie, Frank Monroe, Chief Aaron Lipsky, Adam Roberts, and Greg Pancake Hill for providing their voices as well.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes.
If you'd like to hear it again, just text the word show to the WTMJ Talk and text line 855-616-1620. In fact, so if you text that, we'll send you back not only this year's Halloween radio show, but last year's. There's a link to that and to our original one that we did 2 years ago. There's also a link to Greg's playlist for Halloween this year. So all the songs that he thinks you should be playing this Halloween, that's also on that link as well.
8:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News. WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Hour from now, a wind advisory goes into effect for all of southeast Wisconsin. Could see gusts up to 50 miles an hour and already falling temperatures from our high of 66 degrees. It'll be cold tonight for trick-or-treating, windy as well. Those winds should die down to the freezing mark if you're away from Lake Michigan for tonight's low temp.
The reviews are coming in.
Yes.
This is creative brilliance, says someone from the 262. Deserves an Oscar. That's another texter about our Halloween radio show. Here's one from the 414. Thanks for the Halloween program. Still have some work to do to get to the Dark Shadows quality. That's one of those old school ones. LOL, but you are well on your way. So how about that?
Someone besides Eric's parents texting in or no?
Mom says better than cats. Yeah.
It was a lot of work. You guys do a nice job putting that together. I got to work on my voice acting. I don't know. It's like sort of a one-trick pony.
Oh, we can.
Listening back, I didn't get any creative direction. You know, you didn't direct me. You need to direct me better.
Yeah, okay. We'll work on that
Your inspiration
next
here in this scene
Which you
is.
Have to think about here. If you'd like to hear it again, text the word show to the WTMJ Talking text line, Solomon's Shovel.
Can hear it again and again and again.
And by the way, special kudos to Aaron Lipsky, the fire chief.
Hey, stole the show, not bad.
Stole the show.
8:58 WTMJ's Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi. Up next.